Hello, everybody. This is Annette, the creator of the Digital Vibe Network. Question: do you need some inspiration? How about some stories? Like stories? How about both? That is what the Digital Vibe Network is all about. It's about shows that will inspire you through stories. These are true stories, because it is my story, and it can be your story too. It's designed to inspire you, to get you to look at yourself and see yourself in the story. And that is what the Digital Vibe podcast is all about. It is a storytelling podcast with a twist on inspiration. So I hope that you enjoy the show and invite your friends, because this is a podcast that truly is unlike any other. And each and every week, something special. Visit my website at www.thedigitalvibe.com for more. Thank you for listening. Hi, everybody. This is Annette. Of course, now who would it be? How are you doing? Here we are, in the midst of transition, right? It feels like, what, you're locked up? Can't get out? Come on, it's not that bad. I'm enjoying this transition because it's an opportunity for something. You know, I'm that kind of positive, well, because you know why I'm an entrepreneur, right? The entrepreneurial mindset is always optimistic. I have a tendency of looking at the cup very full. Not half full. Not half empty, but full. So I hope you're, you know, take a little bit hold of yourself. And it's not all that bad. Because with change comes transition and an opportunity for growth. That's my quote. So before we get ready to start this series of podcasts, It is, of course, a five-part series, How to Embrace Change in a Work-at-Home Environment. Interesting. So I wanted to do something special. I wanted to be able to, first of all, embrace the change that's happening to me and how it affects me. And I wanted to create something that would make a difference, not only for me, because this podcast is transformational for me. But I also wanted to make a difference for you guys that listen to my podcast. And those of you who are now listening to me even more so. Glad you stopped in. Where have you been? I hope it didn't take a crisis for you to come to me and listen. I've been here all the time. Where have you been? But it's glad to have you all listening to this show. I really appreciate it. And I hope that you get something out of this series of podcasts. So I have this, right? I have this show here. This is a special, but I'm going back to my normal. I need to get back to my normal a little bit. And that's going to be coming up in June. But this is something that I saw the need for doing. And so I hope that you take the time to soak it in and enjoy it. This month also, here we are in May, I'm going to be doing something that I said I was going to be doing for quite some time. I just kind of got around to the creativity of it all and kind of have it settled in my mind and decide that I'm going to do this. Since I'm doing stories and this is a storytelling podcast, I thought I'd do some stories. But the interesting thing is I don't have quite a title to it. So by the time that you hear the title to this show, I don't have it yet, like I said, but you'll know. When you listen to the podcast, by the time that you hear it, it'll be aired, of course, this month on, let's see, Tuesdays, right? So Tuesday is question mark. I don't know the name of it yet. It might be Tuesday or Thursday, but, and of course, All About Annette, which is now, of course, on Wednesdays. Now, the other key thing is I did have a story on there that I had for a little bit of time. I kind of used it as a fill-in. It was some true crime that I got from LibriVox, but that was just a little bit of a fill-in until I actually got ready to do this thing. So, okay, with the what? Transition comes an opportunity for growth, okay? So it's going to be a storytelling podcast. I will say this. I don't know the title of the show, but like I said, I will say this. It is going to be for young adults. I'm going to start out with young adults first, because I've already think I've taken care of the adults and maybe the young adults. I think it's what Gen Z or something needs a little something. So that's what this is. But you know what? You adults, you can listen to this too. Because let me tell you something. A story is a story. And it's only unique as the author that presents it. So I'm going to make it quite interesting. I'm going to at least try my best. So look forward to that. So that's going to be, like I said, I'm just kidding. It's going to be on Tuesdays. So I don't know the title, like I said. But it is a story. And I'm not telling you the book yet because I don't know the book. So you'll have to be surprised. I'll put it on my podcast when I get around to doing it. So, okay, let's jump into this. There's a difference between having a general interest in a home-based business and being able to do one. Before you quit your day job or the line of work you're in, ask yourself this question. Am I truly ready to transition into this type of environment? If this was a forced transition, am I able to handle mentally and emotionally what it takes to do it and to do it successfully? Here's where I can help. This is what this five-part podcast series is all about. It is to assist you in transitioning from a traditional office to a home-based telecommute work environment. If you were now or ever forced to face this reality and you really don't know how to navigate this environment, you really need a guide that has been there, that has done that, and has done so successfully. My hope is that this five-part podcast series will enlighten you on the many creative and practical ways that a home at work environment can be. It can be beneficial for you now and in your future. The work at home or telecommute idea for business is not new. It has been around for many years, but with change, whether forced or not, comes the opportunity to embrace something new. Like that? Change is the only way we grow. And out of this, we can take a look back on this day and say, this was not all that bad. I started my brands out of change. Did you know that? The change was not a forced change, but a change in the way I saw my future. I made a decision several years ago to change my future by starting to learn what online marketing and business was all about. And with that came education, learned skills, wisdom, and of course, this podcast, The Digital Vibe. And of course, you're listening to this right now. I am proud of that. What you are experiencing now can definitely be beneficial for your future. The first thing you need to do is to be realistic about setting things up. You just don't jump into a home office if you have no plan and if you've never prepared for one. In situations like these, no preparation, no advance warning, you have to plan each day, the day before, and what you are going to do and how you're going to achieve the outcome you want. You have to start to think in a way that is conducive for change. If you have any change experiences in your life, you know what they are, whatever it is that had to force you to change, whether you liked it or not, those you can use as an opportunity to draw your wisdom from and apply that to a work from home environment. Your personal life experiences are your best friend right now, whether you know it or not. Those are your best friends. Every experience that you've ever had, where you've had to kind of, it pushed you, it forced you to do something you didn't want to do, it challenged you to reach higher, to move forward. Those experiences are your best friend right now. If you have no experience to draw from, and I would not think you have none, then use this podcast as a training tool for you to begin to learn how to adapt to change in any environment. For a home business to start and become successful, you have to believe that it will. You have to think that what you do now will have a lasting and beneficial impact on your now and your future. Having some level of self-assurance at this time is very important when it comes to business. And without some level of that, you cannot go far. For a home business to become successful, you must believe that it will flourish. Where to begin? This is where you begin. You ought to ask yourself whether the forced change or your ideas to start a business at home will be suitable for self-employment. There are times you can feel a little overconfident about your ability and feel you are ready for such a transition, and at other times you feel like, what the heck just happened? The bottom just fell out. You feel scared, uncertain about what change is like. But this is normal. Once you begin to think and affirm that you will become successful, I say that again, that you will become successful, you will start to feel, act, and implement a strategy for a successful outcome. Be honest with yourself. Think about the way you normally work at your office and ask yourself whether you can complete your work regardless of the situation. You also ought to ask yourself, can you work hard in the presence or absence of others? Your boss will no longer be watching over your shoulders, and at times you have no one to rely on the approval of the work that you do. And self-awareness of yourself is now more so important than it ever was. This is a time for self-assessment, folks. It really is. And honesty with yourself. When you can answer these questions honestly, you are ready to move to the next phase of the work-at-home transition. You are. The other question you need to ask yourself is whether or not you or your team are familiar with the technology of a work-at-home environment and the challenges it brings. You know, in a case like that, if you don't have anyone that knows about technology and you're having to transition at home, of course, if you're a big team, you have somebody that's going to teach you and instruct you on how to do it. But what if, that big what if, you have nobody? What do you do? That's a good question, you know? What do you do? So what I did, I educated myself. I took it upon myself to go ahead and learn this crazy stuff and put myself in this position to learn it all. So if you don't have a team of people when it comes to technology and being techie, you have to be willing to become that person. You have to be somebody who loves to educate yourself. You love to read. You love to learn. You must be. You must be an avid learner of the internet and how it is used to interact with vast communities worldwide. You have to really know that. You know, I never had that luxury. And I don't wish I did. You know, I was able to do so much, learn so much, grow so much because I took it upon myself to do that. And I like to learn. I like to read anyway. So this was kind of like right up my alley. So again, you have to solopreneur every once in a while. You have to be able to acquire or outsource the skills that are needed to handle a business that will be local in nature, but with an impact globally. You have to be able to see the big picture and open your eyes to many opportunities that the internet for business brings. We've been in the age of the Internet of Things. Did you know that? And we have to be able to adapt or die. It is not just interacting and engaging on Facebook or watching videos on YouTube for fun. It is more than that. If your expectation is to become a successful individual in this new environment, then you must. You now have no choice. This series is to let you know the pros and cons of a home-based business. You ought to be able to look at your living standards and your current lifestyle now that you are at home and you are in a bit of a transition. So starting or having an already existing home-based business in order to make a profit takes on a whole new meaning. It really does, because this is what I found. If you're transitioning, and let's say you don't even have a work at home, you're not trying to work from home, you're just at home. You lost your job, perhaps, or something like that, and you don't have that. So let's say in that situation, you're at home. why not use this time as an opportunity to learn something, to invest in yourself, to educate yourself on some skills, get something going? Because again, what's happening is going to be the new normal. And if you're not prepared and you're not ready for that, it's going to fly by without you, whether you like it or not. It now means really that you have to make changes and adjustments that you were never familiar with, but that you now have to be familiar with. So it doesn't really matter whether it's kind of that thing, whether you like it or not. Change is change. It's going to happen. Forced or not, it's going to be. And you have to either ride the wave, you know, get with the program, or get left behind. And literally, you now have no choice. So this is an opportunity for you to sit down with yourself and decide that, am I going to embrace this change or am I going to resist it? You know, am I going to go with the flow of this and learn something about myself? Maybe learn something new, maybe change a little. Because when you get to the other side, you're going to wish you had this special time. Although it doesn't feel comfortable, you may want to say, you're going to look back and say, huh, that was a nice time that I had at home. I had an opportunity to do this or to do that when I never did. So embrace this time. Now that I've got your attention, please embrace this time, because I need you to listen. I need your attention. So, but use it as an opportunity to look at yourself, invest in yourself, make changes where you need to. So this change doesn't have to be all that bad. It's really how you look at it. So that is the first episode. And that's just kind of like a preface to what I'm going to be talking about next time. Guess what? We're going to build a foundation for success. That's what we're going to do. So before I close this podcast, a couple of things. I did mention that I'm going to be doing some storytelling. So look forward to that. That's going to be coming up in May, the same month. It's going to be coming out on Tuesdays. So hang in there, literally. I mean it. Hang in there. And working from home is not all that bad. I've been doing it for a number of years. I love it. I have my studio at home. I love it. So this was not that difficult for me to embrace this transition. It wasn't that hard because I'm used to the Internet of Things. I'm used to doing business on the web, globally, locally. And it's my thing. It's what I do. It's my thing. That's what I do. So, but I hope to help you in some way by just sharing this podcast. And so hope that you get something out of it. And we are in this together. So I'm glad that I can help. So do check out the website, www.thedigitalvibe.com. I'm kind of laughing right about now, so you have to forgive me. www.thedigitalvibe.com. I had a little bit of a laugh for a bit here. I'm just having so much fun doing this. Do check out the website and free content. I'd like to say that first and foremost, one thing I do have on my website right now that's been available for quite some time. If you're at home and you're not doing anything, see, this is for you folks that are not doing absolutely zero, right? Invest some of that time into educating yourself on something. I have a resource of free content. It's available on my website. Of course, this is The Digital Vibe, you know by now. And I have free content. So you can download every single day as much as you want, but as much as you can handle and read. Because now is a great time to be reading. You know, while you're sitting at home, if you're not watching TV, check out a book. And it's free. It's free to download, so you don't have to worry about, oh my gosh, don't have to pay for something. No, you don't have to pay for absolutely zero. There is no cost. Just your time. So check that out. It's there. It's free to enjoy. Listen to this podcast. Make a comment. Do something. Let me know you're alive. So next time, the right foundation for success. And as always, thank you for listening.